Welcome to the Maverick Podcast. I'm Jodie and that's Charlotte.
Hi.
And today we're going to be talking about squiggly careers, what they are, how we define them, how we've experienced them, and how we can actually use them to make our careers better.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
So I first saw the term squiggly career on LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what the hell is that? So I had to click on the post. And basically, it's a term that describes a career or an educational career or just a part of your life that's like moved over different industries, different locations, different sectors and different job roles, even if it's in the same industry. And the sort of trials and tribulations of that, the skills that you learn, and I think recognizing that not everyone's journey is linear.
Yeah, definitely.
And not one size fits all, because as we probably know, that isn't really the case when it comes to work experience and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So Charlotte, did you want to start? How's your experience been?
Well, I heard about this from your LinkedIn post about it, actually. So I didn't know about this term before, but yeah, it was actually really interesting to learn about it, because if I reflect back on my own experiences, it's definitely been a squiggly line. Yeah, if you want to know about my experience, I think it more started with my educational career. So now, as I sit here, I've got a first class degree. Woo. And it would be easy. Yeah, thank you. It would be easy to just feel like, oh yeah, I've got my first, it's fine. And, you know, I think it comes back to when you're on social media, it's easy just to see that side of it. Mm-hmm. But if I look back on it, it was not a straight line to get there at all. So, yeah, I just think it's really important to talk about that. For me, I think when I was at school, I was really like, I think how I did in school, it really tied into my self-worth, and being good at school was like something that was really important to me. So I think I set all these expectations for myself, and basically it was just so stressful and unhealthy to do that, that I ended up kind of flunking my A-levels a bit in, you know, my mind at the time, which was a huge disappointment. You know, it wasn't what I wanted to do. I still got into uni, but it wasn't the uni I wanted. And I look back now and I think that was really silly. Like, I still got into uni. It doesn't matter. It was great. But, you know, at the time, I didn't see it that way. I thought it was this big setback. Anyway, I went to uni, but I was in for some more interesting times, because I actually dropped out of uni after a year and ended up moving back home. And yeah, I felt like, oh, my educational career is over. And that felt like, in the squiggle, it was like a big down turn and squiggle, you know.
A big dip.
Yeah, that's what it felt like. Mm-hmm. And it felt really demoralizing. I was just really upset with myself, and I ended up becoming a full-time waitress. And I'd done like waitressing, hospitality, you know, in the past throughout my education, but doing it full-time was really different. And I actually realized I was quite good at it and I liked it. And in the end, you know, I learned more in those 14 months being a waitress than I had the whole last 3 years doing education. And I realized, wow, this was really helpful for me.
Mm-hmm.
I think it built my self-confidence back up to be doing something well and being good at something and enjoying something. So I ended up going back to uni because I thought, no, this is what I really want to do. I really want to pursue uni. Different place, different uni. And yeah, it wasn't easy. Of course, it never is easy to get a degree. We had the pandemic. That was...
Love that.
I'm sure you can relate to that.
Oh, it was great.
Yeah, it's an interesting time to be pursuing anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and I ended up getting my first in the end that I'd wanted when I was 16 at doing my A-levels.
Yeah.
But it's interesting because once I got that first, I realised that it really didn't mean what I thought it meant. You know, it wasn't actually as important as I thought it was going to be. It was still a big achievement and I was really happy, but I realized that all of those dips and squiggles along the way, they were actually what I was most proud of.
Mm-hmm.
And now I look back on it, I can say, oh yeah, I got first, that sounds great. But actually, I learned way more from all those you know, sidetracks, squiggles. And so, yeah, when I saw your post, I was like, oh, I relate to that so much because you're right, you learn so much from those unexpected turns in your career. And I think it's really important to talk about that.
Exactly. Like, I think a lot of people, especially people our age, put a lot of pressure on having these clear-cut achievements. Like, you leave school, you go to uni, you get a job, and then you... that job is ideally your graduate job, and then you stay in that career and you just go up the ladder. But it's not really the case, and it's definitely not the case for people who like who work while they're at uni and like start in hospitality or start in retail and stuff. So yeah, I think it's just being like, not everyone is privileged enough to have that experience, and some people just need to have a bit of a squiggle.
Yeah, I don't. I just think I don't see enough people talking about it, you know? No. I mean, I look back now on my education and, you know, it took me 5 years to get my degree and all this, and I think it's not really that big a deal.
No.
But I think not to say that it was a bit of a journey, something, it wasn't, you know, that's, I think that's really important to talk about.
So, no, yeah. I agree.
So, I don't know, what's your experience with the squiggly line?
My God, so... I have my phone here because I have notes because my squiggly line has been a bit all over the place. So how Charlotte's was like an educational squiggle. When I left school in 2018, that's so long ago now, isn't it?
Oh my gosh.
It's actually a bit disgusting.
Oh, you're younger than me. I didn't realise because I left school in 2016.
Oh, Shazza.
But we're both so young.
Yeah. Was that when you left...
When like, I left sixth form, yeah.
Oh my God, I didn't know that. I thought you were younger than me.
Well, you know, it's my youthful looks.
True, you do have a baby face.
Yeah, it's annoying. Well, we learned something new about each other
here. Yeah, so when I left school at 18, I started working in an office supply shop, which obviously isn't the dream. Well, I'm sure it is for some people, but it's not for me. And it was just something to do because I probably, like many people, left school and was like, what the hell am I doing now? Like, I did my A-levels in photography, science, and IT. So, like, a broad range. And I was like, well, I really enjoyed photography. I really enjoyed being creative and doing things like that. So I was like, I'd like to pursue that. I just don't know how yet. So I started working part-time, trying to look around for things, and then eventually, I think in 2019, I got into uni to study English, and then, what was I doing? I was working part-time, and I was, like, in different, a few different retail roles, still wasn't really the kind of jobs for me, but I think it's underrated the skills and the resilience
that
you learn working with the public.
It can be interesting.
It can. Like, I worked in retail for about 4 years in different shops and stuff. And it was great. Like, the friends that I've made and the experiences that I've had have been really good. And I think the skills that you pick up from that, like learning to manage people, learning to talk to the public, like in a professional way, dealing with some certain situations, like, it's stuff that I still use here.
Yeah.
And it's stuff that I've used throughout my whole career. And it's really important, I think, to have those experiences, because I know that if I just went straight from my degree into a job like this with no other experience, I'd be like, what?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what I'm doing. So yeah, and then I started, while I was at uni and working, I started interning at the uni. I don't know what came over me. but I started interning at the Arts Institute, just like, I was like a gallery exhibitionist. It's really cool, actually. Learned all about loads of different types of art. And I was like, I'd go home and I'd be like, well, did you know this about this? And I know all of this about this painter. Stuff that has literally fallen out of my head now. But at the time, it was really cool. And like, it gives a different perspective to working with people and stuff.
Yeah.
And then I also, again, God knows where I found the time, but I started working at my students' union.
At the same time?
At the same time. Gosh. Mate. It was a lot going on. I was in my second year, so it wasn't too much pressure. So it was okay.
That's still a lot though, isn't it?
Yeah. And like, that was my first slice of hospitality.
Oh gosh.
And like, I'm sure you know, interesting kettle of fish.
It can be.
And then another sort of job that wasn't really for me, but I'm glad I sort of ticked it off the list. Been there, done that. And then what did I do? So while I was doing all those things, it was in the back of my mind that like, this wasn't going to be forever. Like, this is just something to do now while I'm getting to where I'm going. And I think that's a really big point of like these whole squiggly careers is that just because they are not the final destination where you want to be doesn't mean they don't add value.
And definitely
doesn't mean you don't pick things up along the way that are useful now. Like I said, like, I probably wouldn't have even got the job here if I didn't have like experience outside of my degree. That is nothing to do with this job, but is actually quite a lot to do with it.
Yeah.
And then when I graduated, I took a job in affiliate marketing, which is kind of, I mean, on the same sort of wavelengths, creativity wise. I saw it as like a foot in the door to like the creative industry. And honestly, I didn't think too much about that job. I was like, well, something to do.
Yeah.
Long story short, again, wasn't the job for me. But I'm glad that I did it because that job showed me what I didn't want in a job. Which is actually really helpful. Like, I didn't realise how much you had to do different kinds of work to be like, okay, this is not what I want. So yeah, I'm still glad I did it. And then I finished my degree, I graduated, and then I quit my job with nothing lined up. And then I was like, okay, gotta find something. And then I got offered the job here like 3 weeks later. Wow. So I had 1 week left on my month's notice and I was like, I've really got to get going here.
That's just like perfect timing. Literally. Sometimes things just...
they just happen.
Oh, we should say, I don't think we said what we do here.
So. Oh yeah, true.
we're content writers.
Yeah, we're content writers. How long have you been here now, Charlotte?
About 10 months.
Yeah, coming up to a year. Yeah,
coming up on a year.
How exciting.
Yeah.
And I've just passed my 6 month probation.
Yeah.
It's exciting. So, yeah.
It feels like we're still quite new to, you know, being content writers.
Yeah.
But we've been here long enough to sort of...
we're in the swing of things.
Feel for it. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think we've got a good thing going. Like, we have a really lovely team.
Definitely.
And yeah, we know what we're doing. We're finding our feet, having a great time. So yeah, like, I've definitely had a bit of a all over the place career.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you don't try, you don't know. And I think it's given me like the skills, the knowledge, and the experience that I needed to get here. So yeah, like, there's nothing wrong with having a squiggly career.
Yeah, I really like that it's become something people want to talk about because obviously we're on LinkedIn all the time, looking at people's stuff on LinkedIn, and it's easy to think they just like got there right away. They were just good at something from the get-go. And I think, you know, it's just not realistic to do that, especially these days with careers. I think you can start one thing and realize you're better at something else.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of really important. Like I was saying, like, being a waitress again when I dropped out of uni, I thought, oh gosh, I'm gonna be doing this forever. And then after I was doing it for a while, I thought, I wouldn't mind doing this forever, like, I'm actually quite good at it.
Yeah.
And it really helped me to become more confident. So yeah, I think it's just nice to talk about how it can actually improve you as a person rather than being a setback.
Yeah,
so that's 100%. Why I like the term squiggle.
Yeah, no, and I like it. And I like the sort of I like the diagram that I think of in my head when I think of a squiggly career. Because who wants to be a straight line?
Well, because everyone talks about the career ladder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't like the idea of that as much. No, you know?
Me neither.
No one's got a straight ladder to where they're going.
No, exactly. And I think like that feeds into how you define your own success. Because I think when you're not in like a step-by-step process where you're like, okay, I'm going to get promoted, I'm going to do this, do that, all in the same industry or all in the same company or the same role or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not doing that, it can be hard to be like, oh, I'm doing well.
Yeah.
You are doing well. You just don't have like a traditional sort of measure for it. And I think it's really important to recognize that and be like, we are doing well. We're just not doing the same as everyone else.
Definitely.
So when I was looking for this lady in her post, it's Helen Tupper, by the way. She's got a whole book on it, on squiggly careers. And she lists five things that you can do outside of your typical jobs measurements to evaluate your own success.
Mm.
And she says about evaluating your strengths, no matter what they are, your confidence, the community that you have around you, which I think is a really important one, because I don't know about you, but I've picked up friends from each place that I've been.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if anything, that's kind of better.
Yeah.
Than having just one group that's confined to one space in your life. Like I like having loads of different...
Even just meeting people with different skill sets.
Exactly, yeah.
Like, I think maybe as a content writer, it's easy to be more introverted, which I definitely feel like I can be at times.
Yeah.
But maybe working, you know, in other sectors, I've met people that are more extroverted and confident. Mm-hmm. And for me, it's been really important to see that. And, you know, you kind of take on the energy of the people around you.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
It's really nice to meet all different kinds of people.
Yeah, and you, like you say, like you embrace what they bring to you.
Definitely.
And like what they bring to the job. So yeah, I really value like the different communities of people.
Mm-hmm.
And also like the last one she said, the possibilities of what you have open to you, which especially from having experience in loads of different areas will open up so many more doors for you.
Yeah.
Which is so valuable as well. Like, I don't think you can really compare that to like a traditional climbing the ladder of a normal job, because for example, like you've got hospitality experience, you've got this experience, you've got your degree. Like, because you've got those three groups of things, you'll be able to, if you wanted to, you could go and do so many different things with those just because you've had that experience. Which maybe if you didn't and you just come here to begin with, or you just went anywhere and just decided to stick to that role, you'd sort of be limited in the ways that you could go after that.
Definitely. Well, even I think it builds a sense of resilience and confidence in yourself that if this doesn't work out, you know, I've picked myself up before and done something else. And I think once you have that confidence, it's actually easier to succeed in what you're doing because you think, I've got this, I can do this, you know?
Yeah,
100%. So that's what I really like about that, you know, opening up that opportunity.
Yeah, me too. And I think, like, one last thing I wanted to say is that, like, the word success isn't a corporate word.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it is a personal, it's something personal. It's something that you can measure out of your own achievements, your own success, no matter what it looks like. Like, it does not have to be tied to your professional life.
Sure.
You can still have a really successful life and not do the traditional things that everyone expects you to do. Like, I think we're pretty successful so far and we've not really gone about it the most traditional way. I think it's just remembering that not everyone is going to have the same experience, and not to compare yourself. Like you said earlier on social media, like, it's easy to see someone being promoted and having all these great achievements, but you don't see what goes on behind the scenes.
Yeah.
There's probably people that have looked at us on LinkedIn and been like, oh my God, like, they've had it so easy. when maybe we haven't.
Sure. Or like, even just it's okay to change your mind.
Yeah.
Like, it sounds like in your experience of it as well, you stopped doing a lot of things or like said, oh, I'm not doing this anymore. I'm quitting that and going in a different direction.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that that's speaks important. To my fear of commitment. Maybe. But no. Well, no.
I like that. I think that that is a sign of being successful, that you can, you know, choose what you want to do.
Exactly.
And yeah. Move around.
Like at the end of the day, your career is yours. So
definitely.
You have to do what you're happy doing and what you want to spend your time doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we've nailed that.
Definitely. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you have anything else you wanted to talk about?
I think that mostly covers it. I've learned a lot more about what your experience as well, which is I actually didn't know.
No,
which
me
is
too.
Interesting.
I think the most shocking fact of this podcast has been that you are 2 years older than me. I'm shocked.
Which neither of us knew.
No. And I've known you for 6 months. Yeah. I see you every day. Well, I'm going to go announce this to everyone.
Yeah.
Because I'm just...
We don't know as much about each other as we thought we did.
No, maybe we need to do a quiz. Learn Jodie and Charlotte. Learn about us.
Well, yeah, that's been great. I really like the squiggle, how it's... You don't see things as a failure or a setback. You learn from them.
100%.
You learn from those different pathways.
Yeah.
And I just think that's a great takeaway that more people should be, you know... feeling.
Don't let your squiggly career hold you back.
Definitely.
Because it's not a setback, it is actually a really great advantage.
It's moving you forward.
Yeah.
Definitely. Hey, thanks for watching the Maverick podcast, everyone. Make sure to comment and subscribe, all of that stuff. And I hope you like what we talked about.